Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We're supported this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Apple Wallet support for digital driver's licenses and state IDs continues to expand. Now, the state of Illinois has officially announced that starting today, iPhone users will be able to add their license to the Apple Wallet app on their iPhone for digital access. With the addition of Illinois, support for this feature is available in 13 states along with Puerto Rico. You'll need to take a picture of your license and complete a Face ID scan in the wallet app, then wait a few minutes for your identity to be verified. Once you have your license in Apple Wallet, you can use it in person, online, and in apps at select businesses. This includes TSA checkpoints at over 250 airports in the U.S., including O'Hare and Midway in Chicago. The expansion of mobile ID support to Illinois comes following Apple's launch of digital ID in Wallet last week. I've seen a lot of questions from people wondering how these two features coexist. The digital ID feature is available to anyone in the United States with a passport. It can be used at TSA checkpoints at over 250 airports in the U.S. Mobile driver's licenses or state IDs are available in those select states as well as Japan. Those digital driver's licenses can be used at the same TSA checkpoints, but they can also be used at additional businesses and organizations. Right now, the digital ID feature is only supported at TSA checkpoints, but Apple says that additional acceptance use cases will arrive in the future. So for now, the mobile driver's license feature in Apple Wallet is the most powerful and the most versatile, but the two platforms will likely converge at some point in the future. Next up today, Apple has updated its App Store review guidelines with multiple new rules, including one targeting misleading use of other apps' branding. From time to time, Apple updates its app review guidelines to respond to changes in the market, whether they're good or bad. The biggest change in the total of 9 changes made to the App Store guidelines this week is aimed at developers who try to piggyback on the success of other apps. Apple has long said that you cannot use another developer's icon, brand, or product name in your app's icon or name without approval from that other developer. In the new version of the App Store guidelines, Apple says that developers must come up with their own ideas. Developers cannot simply copy the latest popular app on the App Store or make some minor changes to another app's name or UI and pass it off as their own. Submitting apps that impersonate other apps or services is considered a violation of Apple's developer code of conduct and may result in being removed from the developer program. The likely motivation behind Apple cracking down on copycat apps is the flood of apps that we've seen on the App Store that are merely clones of things like ChatGPT and Sora. This is Apple saying that in order to be on the App Store, you need to do more than just rip off another service like ChatGPT and actually build something unique. We're supported this week by Card Pointers. Card Pointers is available on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it's the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. Card Pointers gives you detailed tips and information about which card to use for which purchase to ensure you're earning the best and most rewards possible. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 50% on Card Pointers as part of its early Black Friday sale and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Writing out today, in a new press release, Apple has gone in-depth on how it leveraged 3D printing in the manufacturing process of this year's Apple Watch Series 11 and Ultra 3. For the first time, both models are made with 100% recycled aerospace-grade titanium powder, something Apple says was not previously considered possible at scale. The manufacturing breakthrough has led to significant improvements in the environmental impact of the Apple Watch production as well. Apple explains that it had to strike a balance between perfecting the use of 3D printing while retaining the durability and design elegance of the Apple Watch. For instance, the mirror finish on the Apple Watch Series 11 had to be pristine, and the Apple Watch Ultra 3 had to maintain its durability and lightweight form factor to meet the demands of its users. Apple explains that its innovative 3D printing process for the Apple Watch has led to raw titanium savings of more than 400 metric tons in 2025. Series 11 and Ultra 3 use 50% less raw material than previous generations. Essentially, this means that you're getting two watches out of the same amount of material that used to be required for one. Apple emphasizes that all of this goes towards its Apple 2030 goal of being carbon neutral across its entire footprint by the end of the decade. 3D printing also unlocked a durability improvement for Series 11 and Ultra 3 in the form of an improvement in waterproofing for the antenna housing in the cellular models. And finally, Apple says that it goes beyond Apple Watch. Its newfound work in 3D printing also allowed it to create a USB-C port using 3D printing thin enough for the iPhone Air's 5.6mm design. This USB-C port was created with a titanium enclosure that is 3D printed with the same recycled titanium powder as the Apple Watch. You can hit the link in the show notes for Apple's full press release. It's a fascinating look into all of the manufacturing techniques behind the scenes of the Series 11 and Ultra 3, as well as the resulting benefits. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.